Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Heyo gozaimasu! Welcome to the High Potion Podcast. It's the end of the year, and I'm your host, Steve Crothy.
And I'm Hall of Burkhart. Buddy, how lucky are the listeners that they get a High Potion on Christmas morning and on New Year's Day, huh?
It's dedication, jeez. Holmes.
That's dedication. Look at us. Look at us.
Huh? Look at us, huh?
Huh? Finished him out a whole nother year without missing an episode. By the skin of our chinny chin chin, huh?
Yeah, we had to sneak this one in there, but we did.
I mean, I wouldn't even consider it sneaking in. Like, we'd be sneaking it in if we were recording at like 6 a.m. and this was coming out at 8, you know?
Yeah, true.
That's a little different. So, buddy, seeing as we are recording on New Year's Eve and the Packers are going to be playing soon, I know that's going to occupy some of your evening.
Yes.
What else you got going on for New Year's Eve tonight, my dude?
Not much. I think me and the wife are going to just kind of play it low-key. I think we're going to hang out, have some drinks after the game, watch the ball drop, and just kind of hang out.
Man, see what happens. Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that sounds awesome. I'm well beyond the age of having to go out, or not having, but wanting to go out and get fucking silly on New Year's Eve. It's been over a decade at this point since I have gone out on New Year's Eve, I'm pretty sure. So that's cool. All right, man. So Packers play tonight. Bama plays tomorrow.
That's right.
Texas
Bama plays A&M tomorrow. No, we play Michigan.
All right. And then if you guys win that, it's off to the championship game, right?
That is correct.
Okay. When is the championship game?
I believe a week from Monday.
Oh, that quickly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What you think old Nicky boy is doing right now? Yelling?
Probably, hopefully grinding some tape is what I'm hoping. But, you know, trying to get any little edge we can going into this game, but we'll see.
What's the other playoff game tomorrow?
Texas versus Washington.
So if you guys win, you'll either be playing Texas or Washington for the fucking national championship?
That's correct.
Oh, I hope it's Texas, and I hope you guys fucking duty stomp them.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get revenge. They beat us earlier this year.
Yeah, you know Nicky Boy ain't letting that weigh lightly on his consciousness right now. His coaching chair is surrounded by a ring of empty fucking oatmeal cream pie wrappers and ritual sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
So, buddy, since it is our first episode of the year, I figured we'd take a look forward and see what we have to look forward to in this coming year. Now, you know, the way the video game industry works is you get like release slates sort of half of a year at a time, right? So towards the end of 2023, they start sort of solidifying release dates for 2024 in the first half of the year. Then around the summer, when E3 normally would be, now it's just all under the banner of the Fuhrer Keely. you know, that's when you get sort of the announcements of what's going to be coming out in fall, winter, holiday season. So it's not like we have the full slate, but there's a lot coming out. And I was looking at a list and I was like, I don't know what half of these fucking these games are. But before we jump into that, we have a couple of correspondences. And first up is, I saw the subject line of this and I was like, okay, we need to put this to Steve. This is from our buddy Robert Russo, and the subject line is Elden Ring.
Ooh.
Hello, Halls and Steve. Happy New Year, even though I'm writing before the new year. I recently bought Elden Ring for PlayStation, and I have a big favor to ask. What are some tips and tricks for a noob like me when it comes to Elden Ring? I bought the game using a gift card from Christmas, and because it was on sale, and I've been eyeing it since it came out. However, I'm terrified to start up the game because I know I'm going to die immediately. Also bought God of War Ragnarok and Stray, which I'm also excited to start. Both of these games I can handle, and I haven't been spoiled on them, so I'm excited to play them. Hope you guys got everything you wanted for Christmas. Happy New Year, and may you both be blessed and prosperous in this new year. You guys deserve it. Thank you, Robert. Ooh.
Hey, thank you, Robert, for that lovely email.
Robert, now I'll tell you this, buddy. God of War Ragnarok is not difficult on the level of an Elden Ring, but I also think that if you can handle God of War Ragnarok, you can probably handle Elden Ring. My tip before I let the real expert step in is don't let it scare you off, okay? And it's also perhaps going to require a little bit more patience than you might be accustomed to with other types of games. That mm-hmm. would be my two main things, is don't let it scare you off and be patient. Take it slow.
Patience is a big deal. And I'll give you a little more in-depth advice. You want to level your vigor stat or whatever it is that levels up your actual health bar. That needs to be something you focus on early. And you usually pick one of either strength or dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I'm going to recommend when you get started, you make yourself a goal to get yourself to 18 strength and 17 dexterity, because there's a really good weapon you can get pretty early on in the game that'll carry you through like a good portion of the game.
And what game?
It's called the Bloodhound's Fang. And you get it, I believe, in Morn, mm-hmm. or like that little continent south from the starting area,
which is one of my favorite parts of that map.
Or no, you get it from the Ever Jail right before you go south. That's what it is.
Okay.
And when you beat that guy, he drops this really good weapon, and it's one that I would recommend you use early on in the game.
And what's it called again?
Bloodhound's Fang.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about. I forgot this dumbass song has this fucking intro.
Oh no. Bloodhound gang.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jesus, guys. You're not Tool.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
When's the last time they put out an album?
Who cares?
2015.
If they changed their name to Bloodhound Fang, I'd probably care more.
And then they did an Elden Ring concept album. Mm-hmm. Then we're talking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is, now, there's a few different places you can do it early in the game, but I would recommend finding an area with sort of a solid but not overwhelming amount of enemies that you can kind of farm for runes. That's what they're called in Elden Ring, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Honestly, one of the first spots is good. Like, you remember right where you get the horse. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That little camp there is a good spot to kind of practice, because, you know, you have to kind of get used to the fact that you can really get your lunch eaten by mm-hmm. just about any enemy in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of teaches, if he's never played anything from before, there's going to be a big learning curve at first.
Yeah, but that's where the patience comes in, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, get yourself set up. You know, do a little grinding, a little leveling, and then just take your time. Just go in knowing you're going to die. You're going to die mm-hmm. a lot. But if you keep at it, you will progress, and the juice is well worth the squeeze.
Oh, man, yeah. It super is. Yeah, I totally agree. It's
I don't
such
know.
An amazing game.
You know, granted, I don't have a encyclopedic knowledge or amount of experience with From games, but I kind of feel like Elden Ring is maybe their most accessible in a lot of ways.
I would
especially,
agree.
Especially, Robert, if you're familiar with, you know, sort of modern day open world gaming like Breath of the Wild or Ghost of Tsushima or honestly even God of War Ragnarok in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. So I think you got it, buddy. And if you have any questions, need any advice, you just hit us up. You know Steve's got the goods.
That's right. They also, there's a popular saying in the Souls community where the saying is your first Souls game is always your hardest. Because you just kind of have to get used to how they do things. And then after that, every other game after that, you'll be so much better at it at the beginning that you'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think you will find it. If you put your time into it, you stick with it, you will be delightfully surprised. And it's an incredible experience. I'm so stoked to hear that he's diving in, you know?
Same. Yeah.
You get that wrapped up in time. You might be lined up for what we're hopefully going to be looking forward to this year with Elden Ring.
Do you think there's a chance that if Pappas continues on his torrid pace that maybe these two guys will meet in Elden Ring?
Yeah, he'll be fucking...
Our boy Robert is like hanging out outside Melania's domain and he's hoping to find like, let me solo her, but instead he finds...
Mikey Pops, $20. Mikey Pops.
Robert, listen, finger butthole.
Paps jumps in there and he's like, I got this. And he gets decapitated immediately. Uh-huh.
One hit. The animation waterfowl that everybody's seen in the game before. Melania has become sentient. Man.
Oh, man. We got to have him back on. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, we need to have
Mike Pappas back on the podcast.
We need to have another round of what does Mike want to talk about. That man is so lost in the fucking soul sauce that he sent me a picture of him and Randy and Johnny Grasso and Fernando all hanging out. And the caption had a Souls reference. And I had to like screenshot it and send it to Steve. I was like, buddy, look at this. Look what they've done to our beautiful boy.
Randy did look like he was in the Shadow Realm in that picture.
I don't know. I think Randy might be part cryptid, and you can't take a clear photo of him under normal circumstances because everybody else is crystal clear high def in that picture, but Randy looks like he's in the world between worlds.
The upside down or some shit, yeah.
All right, buddy. So before we jump into looking forward to this year ahead, we also want to knock out one of our voicemails from our buddy Florian in HK47. So why don't we do that?
Hell yeah.
Why is it not playing?
Greetings, meatbags. Query, if your life were a video game, what difficulty level would you choose and why? Mockery. And let's hope you wouldn't choose easy mode just because you can't handle a little challenge. Interrogation. If life is indeed a video game, on what setting are you currently playing it?
Bro, if there was a difficulty setting to life, I'm heading to the menu and going to easy right now because I've had enough of nightmare mode, all right? You know what I mean?
I was going to say, you've been playing on Souls difficulty for the last couple of years.
Bro, yeah, my Dark Souls bosses are fucking a deplorable fucking piece of shit from a continent another way and cancer. So yeah, I think we'll go easy mode at least for a little bit, you know, then once I get my feet metaphorically get my feet back under me, maybe we'll pop it up to medium.
I don't know about that. I kind of feel like I've been on medium, but I'm going to be honest and just say, I'm ready to click that bad bitch over to easy mode and just let her ride.
Just coast, you know, get to the credits, get all the achievements.
Sorry, nuts and bolts bag, but I'm going easy mode.
Yeah, just because I don't want a little bit of a challenge. A little bit of a challenge, H.
That's right. If I want challenges, I play video games.
Yeah, exactly. If I could just put easy mode on for my work day, you know, that would make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd be trying to get in them cheat codes.
Mm-hmm. Be trying to go up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Mm-hmm. Showing up to record and go, hey, Steve, I'd like you to meet my fiance, Ana de Armas. I used the cheat code. She's going to be on the pod tonight. Next thing you know, you're having to take a life-size standee of her out to the trash. Fucking switched it over to hard mode by accident.
I'm going to need you to...
Steve, I'm going to need you to take this life-size standee of my ex-girlfriend out to the trash like your Casey Affleck, please. I can't be photo... Who's going to photograph you? I don't know, man. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, you and Nick were throwing out some bits the other night.
Oh, my God. Nick got me going on that bit the other night about having a life-size Tifa sex doll.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That was really good.
When Nick is cooking, you guys should be watching the stream at twitch.tv/blueharvestpod.
Yeah.
Did you get to hang out with Nick last night? I had to bounce, and I didn't think I was going to be as gone as long as
no,
I was.
No, it was just me and Will. Right, Will on. Actually hit me up, and we hung out for a little. We just sat around and talked some shit. Although, I did talk him into getting Tiny Tina for $20. So, you know, we could jump in there with him some.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So, Tiny Tina's Wonderland is a game that Steve and I specifically have been talking about since it came out. Where, oh, we're interested in it. We're not going to get it at launch. Let's wait till it's on a really good sale. And I remember a couple of times leading up to this year where one of us would be like, hey, Tiny Tina's on sale for $10 off.
Yeah, not good sales.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden this holiday season, they're like, you want the entire collection for $3.07 or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah, it was the biggest fuck off, like $100+ edition for $20.
Yeah.
So
we dive in, me, you, Nick, and Jeff start playing, was it Christmas Eve?
I think so.
It might have been Christmas Eve that we started playing and had a delightful time. Like, I was like, okay, this game's kind of slapping right now. This is a good time. And then obviously, you know, the holidays and work happen. We didn't have a chance to jump back in until a couple of nights ago. And I was this is the sign that I was into a game. Like, I was dying to play some Tiny Tina with you guys, right? And that didn't really happen on Saturday because it was a complete disaster. We couldn't all be in a game at the same time. I still kind of wonder if it was me that was causing the problem, because at a certain point, it just kicked me out and you guys were fine. But it wouldn't let me back in the game. I got back in you guys' game twice and was moving around, and then it kicked me out. So,
yeah, I think they were just having some server issues, maybe ones that were in your neck of the woods. But, you know, I don't want to give up on it. It's really fun. And I like that it's so easy to drop in and out. We could just jump into Will's game, you know. Mm-hmm. I told him to go ahead and do the tutorial and pick his class. I told him what all classes we were, you know.
Yeah, get through the toot for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I don't know what he ended up going with, but it was good to chat that dude up, man. He was cracking me up. We're talking, you know, he's got the flu running through his house like Barry Sanders in his prime, and he said he's been just like shucking and weaving, trying to dodge it. You know, he doesn't have it yet. But
that man, I think he has got some kind of fucking. Whoa, I know Kung Fu. When it comes to not getting sick, because his kids, I mean, they're kids. That's what happens. They go to school and the other little demons pass demonic viruses off to them and then they bring it home. Man dodges it most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is good because, you know, it's like who watches the Watchmen? Who's going to
who's gonna hold that
daddy,
shit together?
Daddy,
yeah,
you know
right?
What I mean?
Right, exactly. Daddy? so yeah, man, I
shout outs to all the dads out there doing the damn thing.
You know, one of my favorite things about Will is, you know, he has a secret Xbox controller.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah, he has a hidden Xbox controller that
has
like a
weed bowl built into the back.
No, it's just so he has a Xbox controller that doesn't get fucked up by his kids.
Right.
And he's like when they go to bed, he goes and gets it from his special hiding place.
He goes and moves the painting to the side. There's
and pulls
safe
the,
in the wall.
Book in the secret compartment. And all that's in there is a pedestal. One Xbox controller in this vault.
He's got to take like the the decoy for it and set it on the pedestal right as he takes it off, like Indiana Jones.
Or a giant boulder's going to come out of the ceiling and shit.
A giant amuse-bouche.
Bro, you got me with the random amuse-bouche there. So, yeah, I love that dude has a special... He said, that's my boy Blue. That's what he calls it. I guess it's a Blue controller.
Mm, I gotcha.
Before we recorded, I was out running some errands, and I went to the Target by my house. And, you know, I was feeling a little squirrely, Steve. It's one of those trips where I'm going, like, I needed some dishwasher pods and some laundry pods. That was it, right? But I knew I'd probably come home with something a little goofy, too. You know, what am I going to do? Not get myself a little fucking treat? Mm-hmm. It looked like the end of Oppenheimer in this bitch, man. Every single aisle that I was interested, that I went down, looked like I was playing Fallout 76. Shit all over the floors, nothing on pegs, couldn't find anything I'm looking for. They're still reeling after Christmas, I guess.
You were expecting, like, raiders to come walking around the end of the aisle?
Yeah, yeah, or a fucking...
Clickers or mutant, some shit.
a nuked mutant.
Oh, super mutant.
So yeah. I just sadly put my bag of my two detergents in my car and said, oh, no little treats. But I went specifically into the video game aisle. I don't even, at this point, buddy, I don't even know what the fuck I was looking for, right? There's not a game that I'm like, oh, I need to pick that up. Not a gaming accessory, right? I just got a new headset. Like, there's nothing I need out of that aisle, but just hoping something, right?
Something jumps off the shelf, yeah.
Yeah, and nothing jumped off the shelf, Steve. Nothing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about Dark Souls 4. How did that slide by me?
Oh, my goodness, look at this. They have a sale on V-Bucks. I don't know. Man, that new Fortnite season slaps, Steve.
I'm glad y'all are having fun, man.
We've been getting some wins.
I was talking to Will about that last night too, actually, and I was saying how cool it is that it's like the perfect thing, you know, that you guys can just get together, and since he doesn't always have a ton of time,
yeah,
you know, just get a game or two in.
Yeah, man, talk a little
shit.
Getting
the whole experience. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it.
So speaking of games, why don't we sit and ponder our orb a little bit? Okay.
Okay.
And look forward to the year in 2024 for video games. Now, we've talked multiple, perhaps even dozens of times, about how this year is starting off just bananas crazy, okay? So let's go through the month of January. Now, I'm going to go ahead and apologize because I'm not familiar with a lot of these. So first up, we have Momodora, Moonlit Farewell. Not familiar with that. Radiance, Atlas Wept. These are three PC games I have no prior knowledge of. Mm-hmm. And then on January 18th, Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown comes out. What's your feelings on this one, Steve?
I'm intrigued, I'll be honest. You know, I've talked a lot about how I'm a big fan of the old stuff on early PC. And I even liked the wall running stuff. I can't remember.
Sands of Time, yeah. Warrior Within, whatever.
I played a couple of those. They were fun. This one looks like it's back to its 2D roots a little bit, but maybe a little more action-y than like those old ones. But yeah, if it gets great reviews, I'll probably check it out down the line somewhere. But is it going to be a day one purchase for me? Probably not.
No, that's a wait at least 30 days because Ubisoft is going to discount.
If it's
that.
Ubisoft, we'll be buying that game for a nickel soon.
Yeah, on their March 3rd sale or some shit. You know what I mean?
The like, Ides of March sale.
Yeah. I hope it does well because Peace and Love, I'm not someone who dislikes the Assassin's Creed franchise. Like, it certainly lost its luster for me personally. But it always kind of sucked that it seemed like it took the place of Prince of Persia,
mm-hmm.
right? So I hope it does well and it sort of reignites that franchise because it's certainly something I could get into.
Mm-hmm.
Arklands, Another Code, Graven, Howl, maybe that's even Graven, who knows? What is Howl?
That's yeah, probably... Howl isn't ringing a bell. I know. I feel like we might have heard of it before, but
they well, GameStop or GameSpot has no news or videos for Howl. Hmm. All right, so then like we sign. Get to January 24th, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
The game you're going to be playing for the rest of the year, it sounds like.
Probably until the next one comes out, buddy. Because I had this lofty ambition to beat Yakuza 7 Like a Dragon, and then Like a Dragon, the man who erased his name before getting to Infinite Wealth. And I've got 24 days to do that, and it ain't happening. And I am consistently working on Like a Dragon. It's not like I put, you know, it got put to the side for Spider-Man and then got picked back up. And I'm slowly making my way through it, but it's massive. I'm over 70 hours in, and I'm still in chapter 10. I think you looked it up. There was 15 chapters, wasn't mm-hmm. it?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. All right. So I bet you I ain't playing Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth when it comes out, like on launch, and for only because I will not have been caught up by them. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like every week I get on social media or Steve tells me, hey, man, did you see this article about Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth? They said that there's too much for one person to do in one game and to please take breaks. And that the story mode, how long did they say just the story path
it's
is?
Like 3 to 4 days. That's just of real time. He's like, please get some sleep. Don't do that. You know, 3 to 4 days straight.
Just the story.
Just the story.
I love them, man. I love that developer. I love this franchise. I just need to put my life on easy mode or pause the game for a second so I can get caught up.
Talk about games as a service.
Yeah, that you and like that's that much game for $70, Steve.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have, like, you know, you're
that's a service.
That's a great service right there.
That's the kind of games of as a service as I'm looking for. I pay you $70 and you give me a game that I can play for thousands of hours.
Yes.
Give it to me, man. And then it looks like there is another Ace Attorney trilogy collection coming out. Apollo Justice Ace Attorney. Is mm-hmm. that a spinoff? What is this? What is this? Watch them say, we don't have
is that one of that. Is that one of like their period pieces ones?
I'm not sure.
It Who knows, be. But I bet the guy gets in a courtroom and yells objection a few times.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, our buddy Jeff was playing the Ace Attorney trilogy not that long ago. And then January 26th, the day me, you, Nick, and Will are all going to see Tool here in Birmingham, Tekken 8 releases.
That's right. I'm going to have to bring my fight stick
yep.
to...
Yep, Techie Tourney.
Techie tourney,
baby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Tekken 8. Will I get as into it as I got into Street Fighter? Probably not.
Probably not. But,
you know, I really always liked Tekken a lot back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like Tekken 2 is one of my favorite games, fighting games from the past. You know, and I would love to see it do well. But, the thing is, it's shipping with a whole ass load of characters.
32.
Yeah. I'm looking at double what Street Fighter just about.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it. I didn't mess around with Tekken 7 a whole lot. I got into it way late. So it's not it's gonna be nice to jump on this one at sort of the ground floor. And if it takes, then we probably have some neat, you know, fighter passes or characters to look forward to.
Yeah, hopefully you get the person you want back in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Well, who I really want is Tifa.
Oh, right.
I hope Jeff just didn't pull that rumor out his ass, you know? Because that's who told me that was a rumor. And I didn't explore it anymore because I didn't want to be disappointed by finding someone and be like, no, that's not true. But... my question is, when is one of these fighting games going to put the fucking Yakuza dudes in this game, man? Let me get a Kiryu and a Majima in Tekken. Now, that would be sick.
Majima for sure. He would fit like a glove.
Man.
Kiryu would as well.
Yeah, man. Give him a move where he just pulls a bike out and beats somebody over the head with it.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, that's going to be fun. You know what would be messed up is if Tifa was a character they announced and then Jeff decided he was going to main Tifa. You might have to go put that man in like a shipping container and send him off somewhere. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he does that.
You remember how Garfield was always threatening to mail Nermal off to Abu Dhabi?
Yes.
That'd be me. I mean, I'll put water and snacks in there for him. I'm not an evil person. But if they did a character fighter pass and Tifa was one of them and we signed on that first night and Jeff was ranked with Tifa and Tekken 8 ranked, like, I think I'd lose my goddamn mind, Steve. I can't even wrap my head around my reaction, what it would be. But it wouldn't be good.
The betrayal.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you know he's probably already planning on it.
Yep, he's going to do it. He's going to make up some excuse like, no, she's just like this, but better than
yeah, she, yeah. You know, the reason I like her is because she's an Oki character or whatever. He's going to use some term I don't understand because mm-hmm. he knows I'm not big-brained like him and thinks that's just going to smooth it over. Yeah, right, Jeff.
Uh-uh.
And then that sort of wraps up January besides Rugby 24. But
you know. Oh, man, we probably have some friends who would be into that game.
Probably. Then we get into February. February kicks off on the 1st with Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, which I already have pre-ordered.
I was going to say, I saw you pre-ordered that. That's cool, man.
How did you see that I pre-ordered that?
When I'm browsing the store, like in games, if you pre-ordered it'll tell me. Yeah. Oh.
I don't need fucking PlayStation.
You can probably turn that off somehow. But...
I don't care. I really don't care. I just thought it was funny that it narked on me. Hey,
it did narc. I mean, whatever. That's a game I'll probably end up getting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Especially if we can somehow play it together. I don't know if it is or not.
It looks anime as hell. The fighting game, Steve got into watching the fighting game, and then that bled over to me watching some of the fighting game, and I keep almost pulling the trigger on it. But yeah, I'm excited for Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. Now, the problem is that it comes out the 1st of February, and then February ends with what might be my most anticipated game of the year. So,
yeah,
we'll see how much play it actually gets. Then I saw this. It's a Jujutsu Kaisen game. Have you heard anything about that, buddy?
It looks like another arena fightery kind of deal,
yeah.
You know, which I'm just not going to get into.
I don't know. We were talking about this the other day. When is it going to be time for some of these amazing anime franchises to get a video game that's on the same caliber as they are, right?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball seems to have at least a solid history with video game adaptations. Dragon Ball Fighter. Or whatever is a solid fighting game, but man, Attack on Titan has yet to have like a really really good game. Sword Art Online fucking pumps out video games like they are early Metallica, a game a year, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
And every time they sucker me in because I'm like, well, maybe this one's good, and then I get it and then I play it and it's not good. luckily, the last two they put out, I learned by then. I said, you got me five times before. You're not getting me for a sixth or a seventh, all right? Got some self-respect. Then, February 2nd, Suicide...
Hold on, just real fast. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that you can do the entirety of Grand Blue Fantasy Relink multiplayer, it seems like. Maybe I'm going to pre-order it.
Fuck yeah! Co-op JRPG anime boy!
Let's go, the anime boys.
Yep, that's us, boy. That's maybe the best news I've heard this year. And it's not 2024 yet, so that ain't a joke. All right. February 2nd, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
As our buddy Josh Hargis says, miss me with that shit.
So anyway, the weird thing about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League,
a lot of parts for one game you still got,
is the fact that, you know, how long ago was it? Can you look this up for me, Steve? How long ago was it that Arkham Knight came out?
I can do that. Let's see, Arkham Knight. I guess like 2017. But let's see. Oh my god.
I think it might have been 2014.
Ooh, 2015.
Okay.
June 2015.
So we're talking almost a decade,
yep,
since their last game. And to go from, like, let's be honest, a series of games that kind of reignited superhero gaming and licensed gaming, right?
100%.
You know? Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Arkham Knight, but it's mainly because of the bloat. You know, it played solid. It was a solid game. To go from that to this seemingly wet fart of an idea of a game, and like the delays, the sort of games as a service style thing that they seem to be doing, it's just, man, I hope they have some developers in the back room cooking up something for after this, because they're going to need to rebound a little bit.
Yeah,
because all of a sudden it seems like Rocksteady got fucking Zack Snyder to start helping them.
Oof.
Hey, Steve, you want to know what I think about that new Zack Snyder Star Wars ripoff movie on Netflix?
Rebel Moon?
Yeah.
I heard it's pretty terrible.
I'm not surprised, because Zack Snyder is terrible. All right. Then, whew, Persona...
There's a lot of methane gas around here right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's all because of Zack Snyder and Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Watch that come out and get tens, and then February 3rd, we release an episode where it's like, I can't stop playing Suicide Squad.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is, man.
No, I saw about it yet, you know, but I'll be honest, the initial trailer, I was like, okay, all right, cool. And I have yet to see anything since then that has made me at all interested. However, also on February 6th, Persona 3 Reload. Now, I'm excited for this game. Day one Game Pass game, so I don't have to spend money on it. And I haven't played that Persona game. I haven't played same. 3.
Hell, the only one I have played is 5.
And it's a solid one to play. So I've played all of 4 and a lot of 5. I need to go back and redo 5 at some point. Talk about time commitment.
Yeah.
The thing I started noticing, you know, it's weird. Have you ever noticed, we talked about it, I think, even last week, that Grand Theft Auto effect where you see this car that you've never seen before, and then you get in it, and all of a sudden that's the only car you see on the streets in Grand Theft Auto. When I started getting into Persona, it seemed like all I started seeing was stuff about the Persona series. And Persona 3 consistently comes up as sort of the, and I don't mean this as a dig, but like the sort of hipster favorite of the series. And the fact that, you know, this is a remake, they've got it more in line graphically and presentation-wise for Persona 5 has me very interested. And I imagine this is partially also a stopgap for 6. right, for Persona 6.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I can't wait to check that out.
Me too. Honestly, don't know when I'm going to get to all of these RPGs, but the plan is to get to them at some point.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, it's Grand Blue Fantasy Relink and another game that's going to be coming up shortly in the list. But, you know, Yakuza is always going to have my heart. I'm always going to be, you know.
It'll always be there for you.
Yeah, man. I can't get everything done that I need to jump into Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth in time. Speaking of Yakuza, buddy, I got to show you. I got my new house and stuff. I've been ordering some artwork and stuff to put up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of real good Yakuza prints. Etsy, man. That's a dangerous-ass place if you're into dumb shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on Etsy the other day.
Let me see here. So I ordered this too.
Ooh, print I love set. It.
Isn't that one sick? It's two different prints of Kazuma.
Kiryu and Majima wearing like Oni masks.
And then I ordered this 3-print set that I just find delightful. It's almost like animated cartoon, not anime necessary, of Goro and Kazuma.
That's terrific.
These are awesome, right?
Yeah, that's great. Man. Some more great action prints of them fighting each other and being pally.
Now, looky here, Steve. Now, I didn't buy any of this stuff, but look at all the Tifa shit that Etsy tries to...
They're like, hey,
Yeah.
Huh?
They're like, hey, do you want this image of Tifa burned into a wooden plaque? And I said, maybe.
Said, let me add it to let me favorite it.
Let me hit it with a boop. All right, add it to the favorites. And then it was like, what about this? What about this picture of Tifa? I said, not really my jam, but boop boop.
Let me add it to the favorites.
Oh, look at this Yakuza Zero poster. Now that's sick. What it's already had? The boop. I've already favorited that bad bitch. Yeah, man. All Etsy wants to do is show me Final Fantasy stuff and specifically Tifa stuff. And guess who ain't complaining? Me, bro. Ooh, I also ordered this. This is a sick Final Fantasy print.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, man. Why not? Right? Why not?
How else is February looking?
Next after that, we have Toho Danmaku Degura Fantasia Lost.
That's a mouthful.
Fuck is this? Well, guess what? Games. Ooh, it looks like it might be an anime lady game. I'm going to look into that in my free time. Helldivers 2, Tomb Raider 1 through 3 remastered. I'm interested. I have a lot of fond memories of those games, you know, on the original PlayStation. But I don't know that they would be fun today.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how that gets reviewed. I kind of feel like that might also be a stopgap until their next one.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Played Up is coming to consoles on February 15th. That game comes highly recommended by me, Randy, Jeff, and Joy. We played a lot of it. Oh, Nick played some with us one night on Steam as well. This game is delightful. It's like Overcooked without the rage-inducing anger.
Nice.
Then, also, Skull and Bones.
Oh, man. Is that Destiny 2 date actual?
I don't know. I kind of feel like that's been delayed, right?
Speaking of farts.
The final... Yeah, Destiny 2, the final shape.
Yep.
Star Wars Dark Forces remaster, that's cool. I will check that out. I'm going to wait and see if Limited Run does a stupid collector's edition of that. And then, Steve. Oh, buddy. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Sheesh! You're gonna be so happy.
I can't wait. I woke up to a text from Steve a few days ago that was just a link to an article that said Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is going to take over in 100 hours to 100%. And you want to talk about waking me up like with sunshine and birds tweeting? I was like, fuck yeah, baby. That's a lot of time I can spend with Tifa.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that one too, man.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I've been they restocked the collector's edition on the Square Enix store. And you know my ass has been stalking that, circling it.
Oh, so, I bet.
Ooh, 18 inches of Sephiroth.
March is going to have me spending some money, too. Oh. I hate to say it.
Yep, here we go. So, listen, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, it just needs to be as good as Final Fantasy VII Remake, which I'm also replaying right now. And it is just incredible, Final Fantasy.
I think it's going to be better.
I think so too. So I think that is an early shoe-in for my game of the year next year. We'll see. Then March comes, and I don't know what Zoria Age of Shattering is. I'm not sure about that. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Guess Homeworld what? 3, interesting.
Now, like that has
been a remaster or some shit? Or, nope. Okay.
That is,
because I played Homeworld way back in the day.
Me too, and it was pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fun little space RTS kind of deal.
Yep. Yeah, and in the years since, they have done like either remasters or remakes of Homeworld 1 and 2, and then Homeworld 3 is supposedly coming out March 8th. That'll be something that I watch, see how it reviews, get it on sale. But I'm interested in that.
There's two this month that I'm pretty excited for, and that's Dragon's Dogma 2 and Rise of the Ronin.
And they both come out on the same day, the day after my birthday.
That's the first PlayStation exclusive that year. I think, and I'm very excited about that. Team Ninja's basically, I want to say it's going to be their take on like Elden Ring, but I don't expect to like it as much of it as, you know.
No, Elden but, Ring.
But I think it could be solid, you know.
Yeah, and Dragon's Dogma 2,
I'm really excited about that.
Us being
one.
Able to play that together is going to be a good time.
Yes.
That's going to be a real good time.
Yeah, Nick, our buddy, has brought it to our attention that the first game with the DLC was on sale for $5, and so I bought it, and I might actually fire it up here when I get done with Cyberpunk and play a bit of it, you know, because it's been so long, and I never really got that far in the original Dragon's Dogma, so see how it goes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I'm glad that this is a franchise that's continuing, even though it's been a while since the first one. Like, I want Capcom to have like a solid RPG series besides Monster Hunter,
right,
under their belt, you know. So now they have Monster Hunter and Dragon's Dogma. All right, okay, I like seeing that. Rise of the Ronin looks hard as shit, but it also looks cool as shit, so I'll be checking that out for sure.
I can be your kind of like
Sharpa.
I've checked it out. I can help you out with that, because it's definitely gonna one that I'll probably, both of those games I'm probably gonna day one, and just wait to play Dragon's Dogma until I'm playing it with you guys, you know.
Yeah. I have a lot of that week off, so I bet you if you guys come by the stream, we'll be playing Dragon's Dogma 2 if it doesn't get delayed. Last year Jedi Survivor was supposed to come out 2 days before my birthday, and it got delayed, so it's kind of cursed.
Fingers crossed. Come on, Capcom.
Is this Paint the Town Red VR game? Is that a Doja Cat VR game?
I have no idea.
Bitch, I said what I said. You've heard that song. You're more plugged in than me. If I've heard it, you've heard it. And then April. Now we're getting into where the release schedule is a little more nebulous, right? A big one for me in April, though, is Ayuden Chronicles 100 Heroes, okay? This is sort of a spiritual successor to Suikoden, made by a lot of the same developers. That's one of those things you've started to see a lot more lately in gaming, is the original developer makes his own company and then makes that same game with a different title. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Castlevania without the title, right? And that's this case with this game. The very first game I ever kickstarted, like on Kickstarter, and it's finally about to come out. I think it originally had a 2021 release date. It's been delayed.
How's that going to work for you? Are you going to get like a nice physical edition in the mail?
Yep.
Awesome.
It's one I'm excited for, but also one that I'm not going to be like, well, I'm just going to buy it before the physical version comes in. I'll be playing that disc. You know?
Yeah, you can wait.
I can wait on that one. It ain't Final Fantasy or Star Wars or something. I'm interested in this Tales of Kinzera Tau. Is this a new Tales
game? Oh,
that's
the one with... no, it was the one that the guy introduced at...
it's Zao, not Tau. Okay, okay. That's the one we saw at the Game Awards. Okay.
It looks pretty interesting.
You see what I see? Okay, so I'll let you guys know. We get real weird after this because there's not a lot listed. Do you see what I see listed on June?
Yeah, June. That's probably actually the date,
yeah,
I think.
The Destiny 2, the final shape, June 4th. Which is interesting that they didn't fix it up here. They're playing the Bungie card where, like, everybody knew the final shape was fucking delayed, but Bungie was like, we don't know what you guys are talking about, coming out in February. Uh-huh. All right, Bungie. Bungie let a bunch of Tarkov streamers play Marathon.
None of them liked it.
Steve and I just quote that fucking headline to each other occasionally. Okay.
Yeah, and there's more games coming out. This is only, they only have things listed here that have confirmed dates.
Yeah.
So you know, this list does dry up kind of quick. But
Black Myth Wukong, I'm looking forward to in August. Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2, September 9th. I'm also looking forward to that because I'm currently playing the original Space Marine on my Steam Deck.
I think part 2 is going to be multiplayer also. So we can rock through that.
Fuck yeah,
campaign
bro.
Campaign together.
Fuck yeah, bro. Be space nonsense. I can't wait, man. But Steve and I specifically have really fallen down the Warhammer hole. He's a little deeper in the well than I am, but
models together the last couple of days.
I know. Every time I get on Amazon, it's like, hey, are you sure you don't want to be like your buddy Steve? You want to order one of these sets, huh?
Oh, Kevin Warhammer is throwing you the targeted ads.
Yep. Kevin Warhammer finally got Steve after decades of waiting. Yep. When I was running errands, I came out of Target. So the little like shopping center closest to my house has a Target and like a Hibbett's and a yogurt place, but also has a Books a Million, which is primo the fuck I'm going to do not get myself a little treat type store. You know what I mean? Like Barnes & Noble and Books a Million are just filled with little treats, right?
Oh, yeah.
I resisted the urge to go in, though. So, you know, baby steps. But I was like, oh, I bet you I could go in there. Ooh, Steve, I forgot to mention this to you. So I was looking at the board games at Target. Did you know there is a fucking mass market at Target Warhammer Space Marine board game?
I feel like I saw it the last time I was there, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just kind of side-eyed it.
I looked at it, and it looks like you get one Space Marine miniature and a couple of Tyranid space miniatures. It's baby's first Warhammer kit. You know what I mean, basically? I didn't get it because, I mean, I ain't, what is this gaga goo goo baby bullshit? I'm gonna spend hundreds of dollars on little plastic men if I'm going to do it, all right? Kevin
All
Warhammer.
Right, look, I've got a list of games here with no release date. They just have 2024. I'm gonna run through some of these rapid fire with you. Okay. And if you, I say like, if you're excited, just be like, cool. If not, you know what to do.
Uh huh.
All right, Ark 2. Exactly. Perfect. All right, this one could be controversial because I would think one thing, you might think the other. Avowed.
Eh. It's not doo doo, but I'm not also.
Boy,
not
I'd be hitting that fart button, bro.
Well, see, I got to see more from it. You know, I'm trying to give them some grace.
Yeah, it looks pretty. Yeah, we'll see. Let's see. Let me see. I'm skipping a lot of these, of course. Cities Skylines 2. Is that a thing?
I mean, to me, it seems like the series that jumped in SimCity's place when the last SimCity was a bust. Mm-hmm. Not my type of game necessarily, but it's got its audience for sure.
Ooh, listen to this. This is three in a row here of oops, all bangers. Okay. Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree.
No.
Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn for the Xbox Series X.
No.
Final Fantasy 14 Dawn Trail, the new expansion.
Okay.
It's pretty solid three there, I thought. Frostpunk 2, which I think could be very cool.
I think so too. That first Frostpunk game, I played it on Game Pass, like the perfect Game Pass game, because I read the description. I was like, I'd like to play that. Oh, I don't have to pay to play for it. Let's do it. And it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. It's hard.
Cool game, but yes, it is very hard. Mm-hmm. Those decisions will fuck your ass up later in the game. Okay, we've got early access for Hades 2 in PC for the PC boys. Okay. That's obviously something that's going to be cool. John Carpenter's Toxic Commando. Yeah, I'm afraid we have to do that. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the game.
You guys just need to stop trying to compete with Dead by Daylight. It's over, John.
No. Oh, man. Little Nightmares 3. You better not hit that fart button.
I won't.
About that one.
Mine won't.
Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. That sounds like a remaster.
It is. And so the original Luigi's Mansion came out on GameCube. The second one came out on either DS or 3DS. And then the third one came out on Switch. They're remastering the second one so you can play it on a modern console. I think that's cool. Okay. Good for them.
Let's see. Multiverses.
I farted in a poopy, almost slipped out.
No Rest for the Wicked. That seems to ring a little bell, but I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have even been a fucking Megadeth lyric that's funny. I don't know.
Could be. Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door.
I'm excited for that.
Figured you would be, yeah. That's, I mean, if that's a new Paper Mario game, then a lot of people are going to be excited.
Well, it's
for that.
Not. It, so, Paper Mario is the series that spun off of Mario RPG, right? So, the follow up to Mario RPG was Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door. Unfortunately, it seems to be the only one of the Paper Mario games that people are really, really into. So, the fact that it's now going to be more available has me excited because I've never played it.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. We've got Senua's Saga Hellblade 2.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm ready to play it. South Park Snow Day. We talked about this. They kind of snuck that up on us.
Bro, like, I'm someone who liked those two South Park RPGs, like, quite a bit, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're making, like, a multiplayer competitive game and trying to act like it's part of the same series is...
Yeah, it's kind of a little disingenuous a bit. Mm-hmm. I agree. We've got Stalker 2. Okay. That could be cool.
Could be.
Star Wars Hunters, which is a phone game, it looks like, and Switch.
Yeah.
Star Wars Outlaws, which you and I both think is going to get delayed.
The rumors are coming fast and loose that has been internally delayed. I would love for it to come out next year. Maybe the only thing that could potentially compete with Final Fantasy II for my game of the year. But I don't think it's coming next year.
What is this, man? Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster. That makes sense. But
yeah.
Then after that, it says Gate, Rune, and Dunin Unification Wars.
Huh?
Do you know what that means?
That's all part of the same title?
That's what it says here, anyway.
They gotta calm their ass down.
Go down on your list to where Suikoden.
I'm going
to
go down
see what
on Suikoden.
Let's see. The Wolf Among Us 2. If that comes out, I'm going to be all over that. That's pretty much it. World of Goo 2. Zenless Zone Zero, but for PC and phones only, not consoles yet.
Oh,
on
Lord.
That.
Don't tell. Hey, Josh and Brian, you guys might want to... What is this? Tales of the Shire?
Tales of the Shire? Of the Rings, oh, no.
Man. What is this? These poor bastards.
Whew.
A man, cozy that... Lord of the Rings game? Now, hold up.
Yeah, that's franchise needs a W for real.
If this is supposed to be like fucking Stardew Valley but Lord of the Rings, they might have me.
That could be pretty cool, man. Yeah, you're chilling up in the Shire, yeah, the Shire, smoking yeah. some weed, Suika, fucking.
Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster Gate Run and Dunin Unification Wars. Guys, just Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster. I'm excited about these because they're remastering those games to look like kind of like Octopath Traveler and stuff. Ooh,
and I like that.
Both of those games are insanely expensive on the secondary market. You know what yeah. I mean?
I wish they would do a Vandal Hearts remaster because I really would play. I know that's a little more niche than Suikoden. Suikoden did better, but I just have such good memories of Vandal Hearts.
Man. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, like everything that was old is new again. And the minute these Japanese RPG companies were like, wait a minute, we can put in a tiny little bit of work and re-release our old shit on consoles and people will lose their goddamn minds. And I was like, yes, yes, sir, we will.
Hold up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Suikoden. Let's see. Taxi Life. I don't know. The Blue Cat.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously, like Steve said, Shadow of the Erdtree isn't dated yet.
But we're definitely getting that this year.
So do you think, okay, so what is Sony's big, because, you know, we have Last of Us 2's PS5 remaster coming out this month.
Mm-hmm.
What's Sony's big holiday exclusive? Spider-Man was it this year.
They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know,
not only have they not announced it, but I don't feel like there's something we know of that's been announced at all that could be in the running, right? So this time last year, you could sit there and go, okay, well, Spider-Man's probably the one for next year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm not sure. I mean, they're going to have something, but I just don't know what it's going to be. I guess we'll find out before too long.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima 2.
Oh, my God. Don't do that to me. Don't give that thing.
Don't give me hope.
Give me hope.
Don't give me hope. Oh, man. I hope. I can't think of anything else for PlayStation, though.
We'll see. This is going to be an interesting year. It's the first quarter four, whatever you want. I don't know what. I'm no Wall Street asshole.
Yeah, they and their release quarters are real stupid, too.
Right. What, they're like, from January to March is fucking stacked. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, well, in their video game financial quarters or whatever, they're like, mm-hmm. okay, quarter four, which runs from November to February. What? How does that work, Capcom? Huh? You know, another thing we'll have to look forward to is the next Fighter Pass on Street Fighter VI.
Mm, yeah, that's right, because
there's only two more characters left. Ed should be any day now, it seems.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of surprised they haven't dropped him yet.
Yep. And then the other thing that this year is going to be is hype for 2025. We joked about it with the Game Awards episode. Like, so much of this shit was announced for 2025. We'll be getting more shit about Grand Theft Auto 6 and the new Monster Hunter.
Wolverine, which unfortunately there's a little bit out there about. But
yeah.
You know, not that it's going to be a bad game, just that it sucks what happened to Insomniac.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there is a lot of stuff in those Insomniac leaks that I would love to talk about. But if we were just talking about, you know, leaked titles and footage and stuff, it's one thing. But they also leaked out, like, employees' passport numbers and personal information. I'm not fucking interested in endorsing that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have something. There was something on that list that I am so excited about. And Steve was like, yeah, cool. You just have to wait to 2032 or some shit.
yeah, man. 2025 shaping up already. You know, I'm betting we're going to get a new Resident Evil that year, a new From game. I'm trying to think what else. Monster Hunter Wilds. The two games you just mentioned, GTA 6, 2025 could be utterly nuts.
Yeah, it could be like 2023, which was nuts. I'm sure this
will
be
more
too.
Nuts. It could be more nuts.
It could. It definitely could. I mean, the fact that there's a new Grand Theft
GTA
Auto on
immediately. If there's
nuts.
A new GTA and a new From game in the same year, what is Jeff Keighley going to do at the Game Awards?
he's going to get spit roasted by some dude from Rockstar and Miyazaki live on stage.
It's going to be the first ever tie at the Game Awards.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to fucking pound it out with Jeff Keighley pile driver style. I don't know, man. So that's what we got lined up for the year, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff early. And then the release schedule's only going to solidify for the second half of the year.
Yeah, things are going to get delayed. Things are going to get moved around. But we definitely haven't heard
God, if you're listening,
of everything. No, don't worry about Final Fantasy, man. God, I'm pretty sure that's safe.
If you're listening, please, I need this. All right? I need to ring in March with Tifa, okay? Hey! Are you listening?
Don't forget Techie Tourney.
Techie Tourney. End of the month with the boys and Techie Tourney. I'm doing my best to fucking really put a mark in 2024.
Let's go.
And they'll be like, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to do the dark joke. We'll just call it. Thanks for recording with me, buddy. We got our first one of the year done.
Banged it out.
So, listen, you guys. Leave us a review. Please come hang out with us on stream. And we'll see you guys next week. We're going to be doing something. Steve and I have yet to complete a game to talk about since Spider-Man. But we're going to do something.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys soon. Enjoy 2024. Good luck.
Yeah, Godspeed. Bye.